Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're going to unpack an impressive set of developments that have rippled across the world of technology over the past week. From fundamental changes in process management to dramatic leaps in server architecture, and across to the shifting sands of AI policy, there's plenty to talk about. Let's kick things off with the backbone of Unix, process creation, which remains one of the core underpinnings of Linux systems worldwide. As many of you will know, Unix systems have long relied on system calls like fork and exec, and their Linux equivalents, clone and executive, to manage processes. These fundamentals have been so reliable that they've barely changed for decades, yet now fresh energy is being brought by developers who see the potential for even greater efficiency. Just this past week, Kernel contributor Li Chen proposed a new mechanism he's called Spawn Templates, which could substantially modernize process handling paradigms. The aim is to iron out inefficiencies in the old model, potentially revolutionizing the way we create and manage processes. While it's still early days, the concept has sparked healthy debate in tech circles and excited those who yearn for improved security, speed, and customizability at the system level. We'll definitely keep track of how these innovations progress through future Linux kernel releases. That brings us to hardware. And it's been a blockbuster time for ARM server CPUs, particularly as shown by NVIDIA's new Vera series. For those not following closely, ARM-based chips have traditionally flourished in mobile and low-power devices, but their surge in server environments is changing the shape of data centers. According to recent Phoronix benchmarks, the Vera outpaces its predecessors spectacularly, with over sevenfold improvement against CPUs from 8 years ago. Even more striking, some workloads reveal a nearly 15 times leap in raw performance, transforming the possibilities for cloud, research, and hosting at scale. This is more than just a speed story. It's a signal that ARM's open ecosystem is staking a claim among the powerhouse players in the enterprise computing market. And as energy efficiency becomes top of mind in our climate-conscious world, these platforms arrive right on cue. Switching gears, let's zoom into graphics. Vulkan, the flexible cross-platform 3D graphics API, has just seen a significant update with the release of version 1.4.353. Developers working in gaming, simulation or video tools will be glad to see new features like VK_KHR_extended_flags and VK_EXT_multisampled_render_to_swapchain. These enable finer-grained control over rendering and encoding, making it easier to balance visual quality with high performance. Such additions reflect Vulkan's drive to keep up with contemporary graphics demands, ensuring that open standards remain competitive. On the subject of open standards, let's pivot to Europe, where open source advocacy is shaping the future of tech on multiple fronts. The European Union's tech sovereignty push has placed open source in the limelight, not only as a philosophical stance but as real policy. Public procurement now actively favors open alternatives, and a raft of new funding aims to back startups that support transparency and innovation through open software. European leaders argue that this approach secures technological autonomy and fosters a competitive, sustainable ecosystem. It's a huge step for open source proponents worldwide, reinforcing both economic and ethical cases for building on shared code. However, the digital world is not just about collaboration and growth. Security concerns loom larger than ever. This week, cybersecurity news was dominated by reports of AI-driven internet worms, a chilling sign of how quickly threats are evolving. One recent case, dubbed Ironworm, has made headlines for its ability to autonomously infiltrate systems and propagate without human intervention after the initial breach. Unlike traditional malware, which often requires direct user action or scripted instructions, Ironworm uses AI models to adapt its tactics on the fly. The worm recently compromised 36 NPM packages, implanting Rust-infused InfoStealer malware designed to pilfer developer credentials and secrets. This incident not only exposes the growing sophistication of internet threats, but also highlights how the blending of open source and AI can be a double-edged sword. The call to action for the industry is crystal clear. Organizations must strengthen authentication, practice supply chain vigilance, and never neglect code audits. Speaking of vigilance, there's a geopolitical dimension that can't be ignored. Fresh allegations have arisen around Chinese spies approaching individuals to extract confidential information. The Chinese government strongly denies these claims, alleging instead that the accusations stem from the so-called Five Eyes alliance acting with malicious intent. Whether substantiated or not, These tensions put the onus on both organizations and governments to carefully scrutinize their relationships and supplier chains. It's a stark reality that reinforces the critical nature of cyber resilience in our interconnected world. Now, let's get back to software development, where forward-thinking measures are being taken to boost protection across the board. This week, Ruby Bundler rolled out updates that introduce a cooldown feature, a clever way to slow down the publishing mechanism and foil rapid, automated exploitation. By briefly delaying the release process after new versions, Bundler gives maintainers a crucial window to review their projects for rogue code before it reaches the public. This might seem like a small shift, but it reflects a new industry-wide focus on supply chain attack prevention and the realities of modern risk. Similarly, recent security patches have landed in popular Linux distributions, directly addressing critical vulnerabilities before they can be exploited. All this underlines the necessity for ongoing maintenance and the importance of community-driven alerting systems for newly discovered flaws. With the safeguarding of platforms at the forefront, let's talk about the broader open source movement and its growing relevance for national strategies. As the EU and other governments double down on open procurement, supporting transparency and innovation, the international race to tech sovereignty is entering a new phase. Nowhere is this more visible than in the realm of AI, where debates around transparency, copyright, and ethics are accelerating. In California, a new bill, Assembly Bill 412, demands that companies disclose copyrighted materials used to train generative AI systems. On the surface, this sounds sensible, but critics are warning that the compliance burden might disproportionately fall on smaller developers while larger players simply absorb the cost. There's growing concern that, in an effort to boost accountability and transparency, such regulation could inadvertently stifle innovation and entrench dominant firms. Meanwhile, Anthropic and other AI leaders are pushing for a global initiative to pause, or at least thoroughly assess, the pace of AI innovation, fearing a runaway cascade of self-improving algorithms without adequate guardrails. Their argument? We need to prevent the creation of superintelligent models that can't be controlled if something goes awry. This echoes deep ethical questions about whether society can, and should, forge ahead without a consensus on the rules and limits. On the practical side, AI at the edge is making a resurgence too, with the Arduino Uno Q leading the charge for local, privacy-respecting AI processing. Rather than fully offloading workloads to cloud giants, developers are tapping low-cost and low-power boards to embed intelligence directly into consumer products and industrial controls. This trend could help decentralize computing power and provide more autonomy for businesses concerned about data ownership and latency. It fits well with the growing desire for resilience in everything from home automation to robotics and smart cities. And keeping with practical tech innovations, Microsoft recently introduced the Surface Laptop Ultra, which aims to bring next-level AI capability directly to end users. With hardware acceleration purpose-built for complex machine learning tasks, it promises both raw compute and improved battery life, a rare combination for portable devices. On the sustainability front, the sector is seeing efforts to reuse electric vehicle batteries in renewable energy storage systems. By integrating retired EV batteries, companies can extend battery life cycle and provide lower-cost energy storage, a win for circular economy aspirations and environment-focused technology. Collectively, these stories drive home the importance of convergence. Hardware, software, regulation, and sustainability are all intersecting at this historic moment for technology. One clear through line is the role of open standards and open source initiatives, whether in government procurement, supply chain protection, or the race to sovereignty. Yet all this optimism is tempered by the shadow of cyber threats, national rivalries, and ethical quandaries, as the pace of innovation far outstrips the ability of regulators and security teams to keep up. Whether it's autonomous malware or the specter of global espionage, it's clear that technology is no longer a neutral force, but an active player on the geopolitical stage. Leaders are recognizing the need for robust, interoperable solutions that can stand firm against both technical and strategic threats. As I see it, what's most important is recognizing that security, innovation, and openness don't need to be mutually exclusive. If anything, they're best achieved together. The coming months will see some of these themes collide more explicitly, especially as legislators roll out new regulations and vendors double down on trust and transparency. We're likely entering a period of recalibration, where companies, governments, and individuals are forced to re-examine their relationships with emerging tech. That means engaging in open dialogue across domains, collaborating on difficult topics, and remaining agile in the face of both promise and peril. As we look at tomorrow's technology, Let's remember that some of the boldest innovations will come not from single breakthroughs, but from unexpected combinations and open-minded alliances. Whether you're deploying containers across platforms, fine-tuning generative AI, or building the next sustainable IoT device, the story of technology is far from written. Before we wrap up, let's quickly recap the main threads. Process creation is evolving, ARM is dominating new domains, and open source policy is going mainstream. Cybersecurity threats are ramping up alongside efforts to fortify supply chains, while regulatory and geopolitical debates remain center stage. And, perhaps most crucially, we're collectively asking tough questions about the cost of rapid progress and how to keep technology both safe and accessible. My advice? Stay curious, stay informed, and never underestimate the impact of open collaboration and community vigilance. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening.